Foi o Shalom Ateret Bala Gambelina Bitsola Techemuni Amskudo Boi Chala Shabbos Malkisa. The Gemara says two places in Shas, the Gemara in Amaniach, the Gemara in Shabbos in Kokisvei with Shini Lashonis. The Gemara says Be'erech the same exact thing. Abchanina, Omer Abchanina, Boyu Venete Lekras Kalo Malkisa. Let's go out and go be Mekabel and be Mekabel upon him Lekras Kalo Malkisa for Omri La Lekras Shabbos Kalo Malkisa. Abiyamai Misate Vekoi, Va'oma Boyi Chalo. So there is a lot of Nekudos to learn. This nekuda of bayi chala, what it means bayi chala, we realize that it's based on the lotion of Rav Yanai that says bayi chala. On the other side, we say lachodoidi lekras kala pnei shabbos nikavla. Lachodoidi lekras kala is the lotion of Rav Chanina, bayi v'neitze lekras kala malkasa. At the end, we come boi v'shalom ateres bala boi chala the lashon of Rav Chanina of Rav Yanai. Very interesting to see that we say both lashonos. We start with the lashon of Rav Chanina, or maybe we repeat the lashon of Rav Chanina, and then we come to the lashon of Rav Yanai. I can't learn dvarim that are lemaila matzagosi. There's a piece of Rav Tzadik HaKohen in Parshas Vayigash ois vov. That is the only person that I saw that talks barichos and tries to explain the two lashonos. What's the two lashonos in the Gemara, Rav Chanina and Rav Yanai? What's the difference between them? First of all, what did Rav Chanina mean? Boyu v'neitzei. To who is he saying boyu v'neitzei? To who is he talking? So Rav Tzadik, it means that he called his talmidim and he said, "Let's go together. Let's go together. Boyu v'neitzei." What does it mean v'neitzei? Boyu, the kras kala. If it says the kras, then it means we're going again. Why does it have to say venetze? On the venetze, Rav Tzadik HaKohen says something that we are able to understand. He says venetze lotes minyone aguf minyone oilamaze. Boyu venetze. We have to do ours. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to go out of the gufnias. We have to go out of the gashmias and go the kras kala. Meaning that he's talking about the avodah that the person has to do to prepare himself. Boyu v'neitzei, let's go out of our guf, let's go out of our gashmis. I'm not going to say the lashonis that says in Rav Tzadik, he's pashed us agashmis, because then we push it out of the window. That has nothing to do with us. So let's take it on a lower level. Neitzei, go out of our sagas of the weekdays, go away from the weekdays, our sagas. Let's go a little bit out of ourselves. Out of ourselves, we can say a very simple word. Get out of ourselves means a person the whole week is self-centered. Shabbos, a person goes into a different world, the world of Klal Yisrael. He worries about Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is Yom HaAchdus. So we can learn the Venetze on the simplest of terms that we all could associate ourselves with. Venetze, go out of yourself. You're locked into yourself. You're locked into your tfisa of being in your own Dalet Ames, worrying only about me and I. As we know, we're in the me generation, the I generation. Boyu v'neitzei, let's go out of ourselves and let's go and be mekabel the kala. So we understand the v'neitzei, but we understand another thing, that the darga of Rav Chanina was to go out, to go out, to go out. Rav Yanai is the other way. Rav Yanai said and sat and said, boyi chala, come to me kala, come to me kala. So Rav Tzadik points out these are two different avodas. There's an avoda of Rav Chanina and there's an avoda of Rav Yanai. And he goes away to give to understand that the name Chanina comes from the lashon that he realized that everything was a matana from the Eibishter. That's why his name was Chanina. He realized that Chanina means, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yidash in the names, Chanina is a lashon that everything is a Chanina from the Eibishter. Everything is a Chesed from the Eibishter. That's why we see Rav Chanina Daila Bikav Cheruven. Because a person that knows that everything is a chesed from the Eibishter, he doesn't need anything. Because everything is a chesed. That's why the darga of Rav Chanina was a darga of Dai Loi B'Kav Charuven. He didn't need more than a Kav Charuven. So a person that's on that darga, like Rav Chanina, that's why he had the darga. He said, I have to go out to Shabbos. I can't wait for the Shabbos to come to me. I have not kedai for the Shabbos. So that's why he goes out towards the Shabbos. That's the lashon that Rav Chanina is aveda, is the aveda of going out towards the Shabbos, because that's the nekuda of his oifen or aveda. Rabbi Yanai is a different aveda. I'm not going to go into the oimik hadvarim that Rav Tzadik talks about, but he says Rabbi Yanai is a different nekuda. Rabbi Yanai is not the achono of Rabbi Chanina, the achono boye v'neite lekras pashtus from the neite from ourselves. If I can't, he said a different avoda completely. Boy chala, boy chala, come to me. Rabbi Yanai said, boy, we didn't need chachona achlak Rabbi Chanina. It was a different avoda. It was two different days. So we see that we start off with a day like Rabbi Chanina. Lekiras Shabbos lechuvenelcha, the second pizman. Lekiras Shabbos lechuvenelcha. We say lecha doidi lekiras kala. We go lekiras kala. Lekiras Shabbos lechuvenelcha is a lot more. So we're going to go back for a second to the Lekras Shabbos Lechuvan Elcha. We're going to go back to that Pizmain and realize that Rav Tzadik says in Parashat Vayigash Oizvav that Lekras Shabbos Lechuvan Elcha is a time to go out from yourself. Lekras Shabbos Lechuvan Elcha. And it says Lekras Shabbos Lechu, and don't stop. Venelcha, go again. Once, twice, continue going. Lechu, Venelcha, continue going. Don't stop where you are. Continue going out of yourself. Continue to make an achon on Lekras Shabbos. Then we come to a new madrega at the end, and we come to the madrega of Rabbi Yanai, and we say, boy chala, boy chala. Hafla b'fela, why did hafla b'fela, even though we don't have an achiza exactly in the avodas, but we have a nerdic achiza to realize what goes on in this lechadoidi. We start the lechadoidi realizing that we have nothing to do with the Shabbos, realizing that we're b'chena v'rab chanina, everything is a matona, we have to prepare ourselves, we have to go out. And then at the end with Zaycha to a new Bechina, Boichala, Boichala, and the Kuda of Boichala. This is Gedeit Arab Tzadik Pashas, Vayigash Oisvov, that's one in the Kuda. But we didn't even start even to explain why Shabbos is called the Kala. What does it mean that Shabbos is a Kala? What is the Kavana Shabbos is called the Kala? So for that, we promised last week that we're going to learn a Mashah. The Mashah Mesechtes Bava Kama, a long Mashah. We'll try and take pieces of the Mashah and understand what the Mashah says. The Mashah says, Kara Shabbos Kala. Kara Shabbos Kala. Why is the Eibishter called the Shabbos Kala? Based on a Chazal, L'chol Nasata Ben Zug, V'li Nasata Ben Zug. The Shabbos said, every day has a Ben Zug. Me, you didn't give a Ben Zug. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael, Yeh Ben Zugach. Zog the Mashah. If it wouldn't say a Mashah, nobody would realize what it says in this Mashah. Mashah says there's Dargis in a Chasana. There's Eruson, there's Nesuin, there's Knisa Lechupa. You know when Knisa Lechupa is? That's when we say Boichala, Boichala. That's the Knisa Lechupa. Shabbos is the Chupa of Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shabbos is the Chupa. We said over many times from Rav Shimshon Pinkus that the whole Shabbos were in the Yichud Shtib with the Eibishter. That's how a person has to look at Shabbos. In the Yichud Shtib with Shabbos, Yichud Shtib with the Rebbeinu Shalom. When it comes Shabbos, you say, now's the time of Chuppah. Boichala, Boichala. We're going into the Chuppah. A Neuridic Dveikus that it has, that's the Dveikus of Friday night, the Achnos of Kala Lechuppah. That's the first thing. Zog the Mashal further. Why does it say in the Gemara Shabbos, Kala Malkasa, Boy Venetel Kras, Kala Malkasa? Or Lekras Shabbos Kala Malkasa? Where does the Malkasa come in? We say in the Pizman also Malkasa. Why is the Malkasa? You know the Shabbos is a Kala too? To the Melech. Who's the Melech? Kol Yisrael, Yisrael, Menei Melech Amen. The Mishnah says in the Shabbos of Shem Meichoy says, Kol Yisrael, Menei Melech Amen. So we're all the Melech. Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Shabbos is the Kala of the Malkasa. The Kala of us. The Kala of us, we are the Melech, and Shabbos is the Kala, is the Kala of us. I'm sure in the Kishtikal, I'm sure in the Kemashah, that he says, so we made the Dosset in the Kudah. So now, Rav Chanina said, Boy, even eight in the Kras, because that we know by a Chuppah, you go to Chosn, the Kras HaKala. The Eibishter said, that by, it says in Rashi, the Sabracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu took us out, and we went to be Mekabel the Torah, like a Chosn, the Kras HaKala. That's Rav Chanina. Rav Yana had a different thing. Rav Yana stood in his place and he said, Boi kala, boi kala. That's after the chuppah. After the chuppah, you say, Boi kala, come from your house to my house. That's the boi kala. Two different madregas. Now we understand, like this mashah, the whole lechadoidi. In the beginning of lechadoidi is chuppah. After the lechadoidi, when we come to the end of lechadoidi, now we're going away from the chuppah already. Could be that from there, Nemtzach, the meaning to Thompson, Balachadoi, Baboy Bechala, so much. Why is the meaning to Thompson, Baboy Bechala? Because after the Chuppah, Thompson, Balachuppah, Domin Hagim, Sedan Negunim, Balachuppah, Sedan Ernst, Negunim, Azalchem, Negunim. But after the Chuppah, Dos, we went to Rikud, when we get to Sahim, we get to Rain and Yichud, Dos is Baboy Chala, come with me, Kala. Till there, what Chuppah is Likaras Kala, Bechud, and Eilcha. At the end of Baboy Yerushalayim, then you saying Bayichala. Now we're going into the b'china of chuppah, from the chuppah into the yichud, into the bayis. Bayichala. If you can tell me, where did I take such a thing that he's the Indian to dance? Nemam Rabbeinu Chananel, Mesechtes Baba Kama, Lamed Beis. It says in Rabbeinu Chananel a different lashon than the Gemara. That chenina have a merakit va'ozul va'oma bayu v'neitze l'kras kala. Says Rabbeinu Chananel that the Indian of Rot, Bereshus, that the Gemara is talking about, where did it come Rot? Because he was Merakid, Ba'azal, at Ketans, Kenagi, the Kala. Thus, the Merakid of Akoponim, we understand, with the Mashah, we understand a Merdika Saga in the Etzem Mahalach of the whole Lechadoidi. The Lechadoidi is a Chuppah, the Lechadoidi is going from the Chuppah to the Yichid, after the Chuppah. And thus, the Simcha Gedoyla. Those are the Simcha Gedoyla. I would tell you that we understand also why we turn around, even though there's all kind of reasons why we turn around, other reasons why we turn around. But if you realize the meaning of Achenu Asfardim, and you realize the meaning of others, that the Chosan and Kalev don't face the Oilam by the Chuppah, they face the other way. When they go away from the Chuppah, they turn around to the Oilam. So understand the Bazai, the whole Chadoidi, we're under the Chuppah, we stand with our face to Mizrach. But now we go and turn around because we're going away from the chuppah. So that's the pniyah lemayrav. When we go away from the chuppah, we're pniyah lemayrav. It might sound a little bit derech tzachustik, but a very good asaga in the etzem mitzvah of turning around means we're going away now. We're going now with the Shabbos together. And there the kinekodah does is the bayichala Shabbos malkasa. So we understood even this alone is a nerdike help to understand all that we have learned. And to be able to have a better asaga in what we learned. The chiddush to get pshat from the Avnei Nezer, by me it's a big chiddush, and I hope I'll be able to say it over right. In Oiz Desha, there's in Yonei Shabbos. In Chelek Gimel of Yonei Shabbos, he talks about Kabbalah Shabbos, and he talks about this Gemara, where it means, Boi v'neitze l'kras Shabbos kala malkasa. And he says the following. The Medrash says, "Vayichala lekim v'yoyim ashvi, vayichala lekim v'yoyim ashvi, ma'oyisa chupa chaseira, kala shetikonis lechupa." The world was chaser, was a chupa. What was the missing? A kala. Shabbos, but Shabbos, the Shabbos came. So we see that the Medrash says, "A medrash, b'reishis rabba perik yud yud." That the Medrash says that there was a chupa that was missing the kala. The Shabbos was the kala. What does it mean, a kala? Zokt, the heilige avnaneza, dvorim amuke miyot. What is the bria? The bria is an ishtalshalus of the air of the revelation that comes down to this world. A tzimtzum, an ishtalshalus, whatever words you want to use. But we don't have to put it into fancy words. It means the Eivishter brought down an air, lamato, until it came down to this world that we are in, the world of Gashmi, the world of Eilam Asiya. Shabbos is from the Lashon Shav L'Sharashay. Shabbos, the Bria goes back to its original state. It goes back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A whole week there was Sheish Yisimai HaMaisa. Shabbos, the Bria is Shav L'Sharashay. We know the Erech Chaim HaKadosh says that the whole Bria was only for 6 days. Every Shabbos, the Bria goes back. The Eishet is Mechadosh, the Bria again for another 6 days. So Shabbos, everything is Shav L'Sharashay. If Shabbos is everything is Shav L'Sharashay, the Ra also wants to go back up. Together with the Shabbos, the Ra wants to catch itself with. And the Ra also wants to go up. So we have to do Tshuva Erev Shabbos. We have to do Tshuva Erev Shabbos. I'm going to read the Lashon, the Heilig Avnaneza, the Pachadik Lashon. L'zayis Tzarech Adam Lashon, the Tshuva Shleimah Erev Shabbos. להכניע כאופר כדי שיהיה בושו לרע ללס גם כן. זה רע שזה בושו. Bushel that shouldn't want to go up. That's a davoid of a person, Erev Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is Oishis Boishis. So you know what Kala comes from? Kala is from Lashon Kolso Nafshi Lechatzres Hashem. Shabbos is Kolso Nafshi Lechatzres Hashem to go back up. But Malkis, a Melech, throws Eima, Shetei Emosei Lecha. You have to throw Eima on the Ra, that the Ra shouldn't want to go up with you. So you have to have two miles. You have to have the milo of kala. You have to have the milo of chuka to go back up to Rebbein Shalayla. But you have to throw Eima on the Ra, that the Ra shouldn't want to go up with you. How do you throw that Eima on the Ra? Through that you do tshuva, you zoicha, to throw Eima on the Ra. Thus is the avoida for Shabbos, kala, malkasa. Shabbos is kala, Shabbos is a yom of chuka. Shabbos, oh, but you need also Malkasa, you need the Karech of Melech to throw an aim on the Ra, that when you go up, the Ra should stay down. The Ra should stay in this world. The Ra shouldn't go up together with you. Thus it Avnei Nezis Pshat. What we can also understand is the following. There's a very interesting Nakuda. I don't remember more than three Gematrias now, but my mind doesn't work right now. All I remember is three Gematrias that says in Svarim, that Shabbos has to do with the Mispar Tov Shien Nun Ches Nechoshes. One is Yom Shabbos is Begematria Nechoshes. Two, Shabbos Lashem is Begematria Nechoshes. Three, Bris Oilom is Begematria Nechoshes. Those are the three that I remember. Shabbos is called Bris Oilom. It says in Vishomru that Veini B'nei Yisrael Bris Oilom. That's the Shabbos of Bris Oilom. Shabbos Lashem says on Shabbos is the same Gematria, and Yom Shabbos is the same Gematria. There are others also. Right now I don't remember what the others are. There are other Gematrias on the same thing. What is the Nekuda that these three, at least these three that we have, that the Gematria and the Cheshes? We know that every metal has its kind of Aveda. The metal of Necheshes is the metal of Azus. It says Mitzchacha Nechusha. The metal is Azus. It says so in Maral, in their mitzvah, when the Maral talks about Yovan. Yovan is Necheshes, because it's the Indian of Azus. Azus has to do with the Midah of Necheshes. The Tzitz was Mechaper on Azus. The Tzitz was Mechaper on Azus. On the Tzitz it said Kodesh Lashem. It says in Dimre Emes that on Shabbos it also says Kodesh Lashem. Because the Shabbos is Mechaper, like the Tzitz is Mechaper. Just like the Tzitz is Mechaper and Azus, Azay Shabbos Mechaper and Azus. But there's two kinds of Kapara and Azus. There's a Kapara and Azus to get rid of the Azus. There's a Kapara and Azus to get the Azus and use it in the Kedusha. Shabbos is the Koyach of Azus to use the Azus for Kedusha. What does it mean, use the Azus for Kedusha? How does a person return to the Eibishter? A person looks at himself a whole week. Where does he take the koyach to go and return to the Eibishter to be called son of Shilachat Hashem? Who? What? The person who Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday did everything that he did a whole week, and he knows how far he is from the Eibishter. How does he get there? It's a murder that can meet us Azus, that you need Azus, the Kedusha, that the Eibishter gave you an ability to have the Azus, the Kedusha. Re'ei Dover Pela, Shabbos, Kala, Malkisa. What does Rav Avner Neider tell us? Shabbos Kala means Shabbos that calls on Nafshi. Shabbos Kala is Tavshi and Nun Ches with the Koilu. Shabbos Kala is Tavshi and Nun Ches, because that's the Koich of Yom Shabbos, that's the Koich of Bris Oilam, that's the Koich of Shabbos Lashem, that a person can use that Chuka and return to the Eibishter, even though it's an Azus Neira. Even though it's an Azus Neira, there is to run away. Who are you to come back to the Eibishter after the whole week? Nein, the Eibishter gave you a Koyach of Kala and gave you Shabbos Kala, that you have the Koyach of Necheshes to go and take yourself and bring yourself back to the Rebbein Shalom, even though the whole week came. Could be that we can use the Avnei Neider a step further, that if you use the Koyach of Poishes, then you can use the Koyach of Kala. When can you use the Koyach of Kala? If you come with Boishes Ponim, then you can be an Az Ponim. You can't be an Az Ponim without the Boishes Ponim. First you need Busha. First you need to realize that you don't deserve to go. First you need to be a Rab Chanino. You have to realize, where bin ich to gain kegen the Shabbos? It's only a matana for the Eibishter. I'm not there. Ich bin nicht kamachutin mit the Shabbos. I'm far, far away from the Shabbos.
and realize that it's all b'chin is only chanino, it's only a matana, and I really have busha, because to take a matana is a merdik a busha. No, I take that koich of Shabbos kala together, the busha together with the klois kala, and I get then the midah of azus, the kedusha, the midah of nechoshes, to be able to take myself and return to the Eivishter. Thus is the Shabbos kala malkisa. That's the nekuda that a person has, that he has the koich to be able to come. Maybe we can understand more. That's why we need that Malkesa. Why? Because when we have Azus, the Ra could chap sechmit with that Azus. How could the Ra come back? Go up? That's also because the Ra is Azus. Where does the Ra take Azus from? If we take Azus, the Ra could come and we come with that Azus. We protect it, Dr. Busha Freer and Dr. Malkesa afterwards, that we throw an Ema on the Ara, that the Ra shouldn't be able to take the Azus, because the Azus comes from Kedusha, the Azus comes from Busha, the Azus doesn't come from Chas Shalom, from Azus the Tumah, it comes from Azus the Kedusha, then he doesn't have a right to use that Azus, and then Malkesa, you throw a Pachar on him. Thus it's Bayechala, Bayechala, Shabbos, Malkesa. So we realize a little bit what a person says when he says Bayechala, Bayechala, Shabbos, Malkesa. The Shem Shmuel in Parshas Vayetze Tofresh Ayin Ches also talks about this Gemara. What the Gemara means, he says something very close to the Nekuda of Rav Tzadik HaKohen of the Boi Vunetze, but I think that we should use a little bit more. He is talking on the Pasuk Vayetze Yaakov Mir Be'eshova Vayelech Charona, and he says Yankov Avinu was in Mesakin Tfilis Arvis. We know which Arvis was in Mesakin. It says Ne'elik Echsam Sefer that it was Mesakin the Tfilis Arvis of Friday night. That's the Tfilis Arvis that he was in Mesakin. Yankov Avinu was then going to be Mesakin Tfilis Arvis of Friday night. Echsam Sefer talks about the Inyan of Davening Ma'ariv early Friday night. He talks about it on Parshas Vayetze. Yet a Vayetze, it was then Shabbos, and it was Metabel Shabbos early, and that's the Vayetze, Yankim Be'eshova, Vayelech Harona, Vayifka, Vamokim. Then it was Mesakin Tfilis Arvis. It was Mesakin Tfilis Arvis. So you see that you need a Vayetze Yaakov. You need a Vayetze Yaakov before Vayifka, Vamokim. It's a nerdy Ketushtel. That Vayetze Yaakov to daven the Friday night davening needs a Vayetze. That Vayetze has to do with the Boy of Vunetze, the Kras Shabbos Malkus. Adot state in Shem Shmuel, that Tzushtel, we only added the Chasam Sefer to it, which gives it a much greater an Asana that has to do with Shabbos, that this Vayivge Bamokim was taken on the Kuda of Tfilis Arvis of Shabbos, and he went here to be Mekabel Shabbos. That's Dafke, because he went from the Yemos HaChoel to Shabbos, he needed a Yitziyah. I'll read the Lashon, he says, why does it say Leitzia? That he has to go from one place to another place. He has to take himself away, and he has to go away and be able. What does it mean? Vayelech Harono. A person has to go out to the Harein Af of the world. A whole week a person goes out to the Harein Af of the world. With which koyach are you going to go out to the Harein Af of the world the whole week? Vayetze Yaakov min Be'eshova Vayelech Harono. What's that saga? How do you go to Harono? It depends on your Friday night's tefillah. Hayivga b'amotam Yankevinu is mesakin the tefillah Arvis for Leil Shabbos Kedish. That with that tefillah Shabbos of Leil Shabbos Kedish, you have a koyach of a yelech harona. From there, you take your koyaches to go out in the charein of the world the whole week. If you want to know where you get your koyaches to go out in the charein of the whole week, that comes daito from that vayelech harona. That's where it comes from that vayelech harona. Thus is the nekuda. We know that there's a minhag to say three times Vayechala. Vayechala, Vayechala, and then Belachash, a third Vayechala. It's based on Arizal, it's based on Kabbalah and Yonim, it's based on Yonim and the Mailo Me'asoga Seinu. But let us say a word, a meridic word, what it means, the Nekuda, what is the Nekuda that we say Vayechala, Vayechala, and a third time Vayechala, what are these three Vayechalas that we say? Boyi is written without a vav. The right way to write Boyi is Beis Aleph Yud. Beis Aleph Yud is 13. We said last time already that boi and boi is the Shem Havaya. 13 plus 13 is the Shem Havaya. But we get here another Shem. We get here another Shem. We get here another Shem, another boi, which adds up to another 13. We say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Rashi says, Hashem Shu'ato Elokeinu, Hashem Echot, La'osid, He will be Echot, because it will be Oz Epech Ela'amim Sofa Brura. When he turns around and he says, Bo'echala, Bo'echala. Now, today, loud is Bo'echala, Bo'echala. Another is galus from Hashem. Still a hate like the tzi nocha boi, the echod of the osid, because every Shabbos, belachash, you could be margish the Shem echod. Belachash, you could be margish that Hashem echod of the osid. So you say the Hashem, you could say loud. The echod, which is the aura of the osid, like Rashi says, that's a lachash. Just like you say, baruch Shem kvod machutzei lein avod belachash, because it's not yet the time of gilui. It's only the time of Gilui will be La'osid. That Echad, about when we say Kirishma, we say it loud, because that's the Kirishma of Siddur and Kudo. When a person is Margish that Echad, it's called Shabbos, he's Margish that Echad. I can't start raising the Echad Hoyach, because it's still Balachash, it's still hidden in the Shabbos. So that's why he says the third Boyi, which is Mashlim, the Hashem Echad, he says it Balachash. Thus is the Nekuda of saying Balachash, that Hashem Echad. As I Dachtzimah, we can say in Shtikl, Ha'avoidah, in Shtikl of Avoidah, in our Avoidah, that we have to realize that when we get that third Bo'ichalash to Lehet, that's when we start having an Agosha of the Agosha of the Lost, of Lovidike Shabbos, of that Nesuin that we're making now with the Shabbos, that Darg of Lost Love comes with that third Bo'ichalash, which is Mashlim, that Hashem Echad. We should be able to be Zoicha, to be Margish that Hashem Echad, be Zoicha to the Gula Asida v'Mehera.